Toxic algae is developing in a lot of American lakes, rivers, and streams. The toxins can poison dogs and cattle and sicken people, including children. Now the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is working to develop better tools and methods to sample hard-to-track toxins. And they're starting their work on the Columbia River in Richland. Correspondent Anna King was there.
The heat's gone mostly out of the sun, but it's still a bit warm here on the Columbia River shore. A team of Environmental Protection Agency scientists are splashing around in full body dry suits. Some wear elbow-high gloves. They're working on something sinister, toxic algae. It lurks near the bottom of lakes, streams, and even big rivers.
I have the pitcher. We're gonna blend up here though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you fill the report?
One of these scientists you hear is Rochelle Labiosa.
Now we're going down to the reach, and we're going to subsample each transect that was labeled with a little flag.
Labiosa is here leading this EPA team that's grappling with how toxic algae is increasing on river bottoms, how it's creating toxins that flow downstream and sometimes eddy and kill.
The benthic harmful cyanobacteria are an emerging issue across the nation. It started coming up more and more. So when we have a complicated issue like this, that's when we conduct these research projects.
Toxic algae was found this summer in major rivers like the Columbia near Richland and in Oregon's Willamette in Portland this July through September. Some of Labiosa's EPA colleagues are testing across the nation, at Escalante National Monument in Utah, the Shenandoah River in Virginia, and the American River in California. At the Columbia's edge, the scientists have white tiles in a long, rolled-up tape measure. The team creates a grid dropping tiles about every 6 feet.
And then we're going to take a view of each point with the bathyscope and see how much cover there is, so how much algae is adhering to the rocks or to the bottom.
A bathyscope is a sort of awkward handheld periscope to see to the bottom of the river. The EPA is sorting out which method could best predict toxic algae that grows on the bottom, and with the warming climate, even more potentially deadly algae is expected.
It's really to compare these methods, see if they are kind of hold for different types of stream reaches, and then just kind of see what might be an optimal set of methods to apply.
Making a lot of cuss words right now.
This is Jason Papani, another scientist.
So this is just scraping the algae off the rock. We've got a known area with this plastic ring, and it's just a toothbrush, and then rinsing it into the bottle with some river water.
Then the samples were flown to Cincinnati in big coolers and other EPA labs across the country for testing. Toxic algae can be found at high levels even during the winter. So Labiosa says, when in doubt, stay out. I'm Anna King on the Columbia River shore in Richland.